Hi, my name is Anita Avias from the University of Houston. This is a review of OrGood for the course Issues in Distance Education and Design of Online Educational Resources. The website for OrGood is www.orgood.com, and it is a social networking tool. OrGood is a social networking tool like many of its contemporaries, namely Facebook and MySpace. OrGood is owned by Google, so you can sign in using your Google login. OrGood was launched in 2004 as a competitive networking site to another one called Friendster. OrGood was recently redesigned last year but has maintained its original design as well, which you can also go to if you have logged into OrGood. So you can flip between the two designs. In OrGood, you can add as many friends as you want, upload pictures, videos, and apps. The messages that you send and receive are called scraps based on the scrapbook feel to the site. You can create, search, and be part of a community of interest or field of knowledge. This feature helps build a community of practice and also build a network of like-minded professionals. This is quite a great feature in OrGood as long as it's used for the right purpose of exchanging information and practices. OrGood has faced a lot of criticism over the years, like most social networks have. There have been privacy and fake profile scams, and OrGood has been banned in some Islamic countries because of its openness. In earlier days, OrGood was completely open in the sense that one could see pictures and messages of any user. But now the privacy and security systems have been updated, making it less open access. As an example for some of this criticism, recently OrGood was held responsible for serving as a communication portal for drug abusers in India. And that happened when India's police made multiple arrests at a wild party of narcotic users, all who had met through OrGood. So such serious issues often arise with any social network, as the misuses often precede the benefits involved. Some educational uses of OrGood. Like most social networks, OrGood is a collaborative tool which can be used to create a community of practice. I can foresee two scenarios using OrGood in the classroom. One would be to build a community of practice of teachers networking on an idea or practice something as simple as how reading is taught across the globe. So a community could be created maybe through personal contacts or searching out teachers who are leaders in the field of education across the nation and the world. This could be a community of teacher educators or teachers themselves who have done substantial work in education, both in terms of publications as well as practice. So the OrGood community page could serve as a portal for discussing pedagogies of teaching, reading to diverse learning styles and students across the globe, discussing trends and best practices in reading instruction, current and upcoming researches, ideas for joint collaborations of schools and classrooms, sharing cultural implications to reading instruction, and extending shared information to the rest of the educational community. The second scenario can be more of a localized use. It can be a classroom or OrGood page which has teachers, students, and parents as the users. This can be used to post events, homework, projects, tips, ideas, and basic classroom issues. OrGood would be a great tool for collaborative group assignments for the class. Apps such as GTalk or OrGood Chat, which can be easily added to the OrGood page, can also be used for having one or two synchronous group sessions with the teacher to discuss ideas for a group project outside of the classroom. The project could also entail creating videos or taking pictures and submitting those on the OrGood page through YouTube and Picasa. The project could also involve connecting with an expert in the field, such as a scientist or someone who has done extensive research in the topic of the project that the group has undertaken. So getting information and ideas from an external source through a social network would greatly benefit the group of students in further understanding their project topic. Some of the advantages and disadvantages of Orkut in the educational setup are the advantages of Orkut is that it's fairly simple to use, and being a Google product, it's synced with other Google products like YouTube and Picasa, which is wonderful since each of these can be used in conjunction with Orkut. And it has developed into quite an effective collaborative social network with a very easy to understand interface. The disadvantages, as we discussed earlier, are that privacy and security are major concerns, and that is with any social network. Besides, access to inappropriate users or pages is also a concern. There have been issues of fake users on Orkut in the past, and this is always concerning in an educational setup wherein students are at risk of potential stalkers or pedophiles online. So it is important to have the most secure privacy settings when creating a page for the school or class, and also be sure of the contacts before adding them.